At 6:06, it is overcast, 76 degrees in Tulsa with heavy rain likely today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this Monday morning in Tulsa traffic where we have what sounds like a very serious accident that is taking place on I-44 this morning at 129th East Avenue. It is between a passenger car and a semi-tractor trailer rig. Emergency units are on the scene right now. And again, this at I-44 and 129th East Avenue. The Oklahoma legislature will not take action to make changes to tax credits for Oklahoma energy companies. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman says the tax cuts are working.
We have turned the corner, and you're seeing an increase in oil production in this state, seeing an increase in gas production, but I think it's very important as you see the increase in the oil production, that's very significant that, we've turned around that probably 25-year trend of oil production dropping in this state.
Opponents claim, however, the tax cuts are costing the state millions of dollars and not really making a difference. The search continues this morning for a 22-year-old Sand Springs woman feared drowned in Lake Hudson near Salina. She has been missing since Saturday. Strong winds are making that recovery effort difficult. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau is starting a new program to better educate urban kids about the food chain. Organizer Roberta Hughes says many kids are confused about where we get our food.
I mean, these children are growing up in a society which they think it comes from Walmart.
The programs are being conducted in schools all across the state. The Quapaw Tribe has started an agriculture program that is supplying locally grown products for its casino restaurant. Quapaw Tribe Chairman John Berry says the new program includes four greenhouses where a variety of vegetables and herbs are grown for the downstream casino resort's Red Oak Steakhouse. Philbrook Museum celebrates its 75th anniversary. Director Randy Suffolk says a series of events is planned throughout the year, and it begins with a major exhibition called Collective Future.
It featured a number of gifts and promise gifts to the collection, so that was really exciting. And now we've kind of turned the page and we're doing a show called Collective Path, which features works from the diverse, Philbrook's diverse print collection, all of which are gifts. And a large portion of those, for example, are from the Gussman family.
The museum sets its focus on the community and donors all summer long in celebration of the anniversary. Well, two men charged in the shootings of five people at a Hmong New Year's festival in Tulsa are due in court later today for arraignment. Court records say that Brunley Lee and Ming Lee are due in Tulsa County District Court later this morning. Defense attorneys say that Brunley Lee is Ming Lee's uncle. Tulsa area parks are teaming up with Citizens CPR to bring you free CPR classes. Citizen CPR's Pam Holly says they will visit a different park every Saturday all summer long.
We have a American Heart Association Family and Friends CPR class that teaches basic adult, child, and infant CPR for people that want to learn CPR but don't need a card for employment.
She says this is a special program called Save a Life Summer in the Park. The first class is May 31st at Tulsa's Hicks Park. Our weather forecast, cloudy with heavy rain likely. Temperatures holding fairly steady. More heavy rain tonight coming to an end overnight, down to 48 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and mild with a high of 66. National Weather Service radar shows showers developing now in a line from about Ponca City down to Elk City, slowly developing and heading our way. Right now, it is overcast in 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.